Plastic surgery. The first time you ever hear the words, you think of a guy with cerebral palsy holding scalpels, lording over a prone body. Then you realize you haven't been listening properly. For those of us who have listened, we know that it's an industry designed to help people look as perfect as they or a collectively unimaginative sexual consciousness can imagine. Bodies are imperfect. And plastic surgery solves imperfection problems. Some believe enhancements and reconstruction produce a better result. Some believe they produce a new kind of horrible. Are plastic surgeons rock stars or Dr. Frankensteins? What if a new business turned plastic surgery on its operated on head? Is it nip? Is it tuck? Or merely what the fuck? This is Flog. Hello and welcome to Flog, where we look at organizations and creators doing interesting and unconventional things in the world. Or at least I do. I'm your top flog, Cetil St. Gil. Now, some would argue having a plastic surgeon on the show in this day and age is the epitome of conventional. We probably all know someone who has had plastic surgery. And in countries where physical beauty is considered one of the best qualities to have, like Brazil and the USA, the numbers of surgeons are in the thousands. Compare 2019 statistics that had the USA having about 14 times the number of plastic surgeons as in this country, Australia. It's not easy to be a successful plastic surgeon. 7 base years of medicine followed by 5 further years of specializing means that if you want to change people's lives by changing their bodies, you have to commit your life to it, like a priest or a falconer or anyone with untreated OCD. My guest today, though, has launched a business which has the potential to change the face of plastic surgery. Welcome, Dr. Melvin Finster, CEO of Shoperation.
Very exciting to be here, Cetil. Here I am disrupting my industry, and you're disrupting yours.
Well, I don't know that I disrupt anything. I just ask hard questions, and I'm not just dogmatic, I'm phlogmatic.
Just don't be phlegmatic. You can get frown lines that even great plastic surgery from the likes of myself cannot completely fix.
Now, you've reshaped celebrities and has many prominent people.
Well, no. Once I'm done with them, they lose their prominence, especially noses.
Now, let's talk about this relatively new business, Shoperation, which started under the name of Surgeon for a Day.
It did. As you know, Cetil, I am one of the world leaders in cosmetic surgery.
How would I know that?
What?
I haven't had any work done.
Oh, of course. Yes, I can tell.
No work done at all. Hot at first glance, no need to enhance.
My reputation as a brilliant surgeon cannot be argued with, which is why I love that you shared our slogan there.
Thanks for sponsoring this show. With the great work of Dr. Finster, I'll never become a shocker or a spinster.
So true. That line, I'm thinking, works better, though, when it's read out by a woman.
It's 2020. Men can be spinsters, too.
Many people have been lucky enough to have had me reshape their image, but there's only one of me. I have many girls and guys come to visit me lamenting that they can't be with me because I am very loyal to my mistresses, and they can't be me either. And that's a double tragedy, like a double suicide. So I thought, what if I could make my company the Uber of plastic surgery?
A humble brag wrapped in sponsor speak. That is uplifting, if up was a synonym for face. You've created a courier service for women with enhancements, right? Now, is the inside of the car covered in mirrors?
No, by Uber of plastic surgery, I mean giving people the ability to operate themselves on their friends, or even in some cases, on their own bodies.
Don't you have to have at least 13 years of study to become a plastic surgeon?
Yes. And I can't replace my kind, my colleagues, my species, plastic surgeons, my kith and kin, if you will, with this move. But it takes being written into a lot of wills and a whole lot of work for many people to even afford my services these days. If I can use technology to provide the skills, then I can turn people into surgeons for a day, hence the original name of the business.
What sort of things can people be equipped to do?
Well, we have a series of videos they can subscribe to, which shows them some of the basic anatomy and physiology needed to operate on the body. We cut the unnecessary information. For example, if all you are interested in is enhancing your breasts so they are bigger, rounder and firmer, why saddle you with the chemistry and biology training we get as doctors, which can be quite irrelevant to just breasts? We are interested in providing relevant, crucial, succinct training so girls largely, for that procedure, can pick up a scalpel, slice open their skinny and fatty tissue, and slide that silicone in.
What about more complex operations, such as rhinoplasty?
We make the training interesting by having a bonsai expert show clients how to be very careful and precise in trimming down plantation. Once the mindset is there to slice off a little piece and create a more beautiful thing, then they can practice on our synthetic noses till they feel they've mastered the craft.
Now, we all have our favorite movie stars or our favorite TV performers, and we've all seen the really cool ones naked or having quality, tasteful, non-pornographic sex on screen. These days, we're fitter and better looking than ever, and the Screen Actors Guild has confirmed that actors are hornier than ever and 78% more likely to sleep with fans or strangers than in 2015. You've met Callie Owens. You've taken her back to the Mondrian on Sunset for some action, but she doesn't look as good as she did in that Martin Scorsese film she did last year. In fact, you're wondering if you've only ever been attracted to the idea of her or whether you're only horny for CGI itself. But put those fears away, dot pixel pervert, because the most likely explanation is Callie, like many actresses, used a body double or two for her intimacy scenes. Body doubles can often represent the actress you think has a great bum, as the Australians say, or is a fabulous lay in up to 90% of film or TV shows. So no wonder what should have been the most significant sex of your life was just ho-hum, like a bum. Well, the team at Celebrity Doppelbanging had the solution to make sure you get the lay you want when looking to date celebrities. The team at CD Schedule, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, not just with your favorite Oscar-winning babe, but all his or her body doubles as well. Thought you'd have some one-on-one action with Joel Edgerton after seeing him thrust with purpose into his co-star in the new David Lynch movie? Well, imagine getting a devil's threesome with Joel and his body double, Raymond. Celebrity Doppelbanging. We're the team that brought you the look-alike, deep-fake intimacy experiences, but this new product puts the real stars and the actual body you saw in the film in your hotel room. Our prestige service will also enable the director of said film to be in the room helping you record your intimate experience. Imagine Rosamund Hennessy, both her body doubles from her scene in the thriller Silent Stalkers Making Love to You, while David Fincher is in the room with his camera. Go to celebritydoppelbanging.com and choose from over 200 stars on our roster and their associated body doubles. If you book this month only, use the code FLOG at checkout for 6.9% off. That's right, 6.9% off, not 69% off, 6.9% off, a little bit of 69. Never be disappointed by an out-of-shape movie star again. I'm talking about you, Rosamund Pike. It looks like a duck, and its body doubles look like the same duck. It'll be a once-in-a-lifetime group. Fuck. Back to the show.
Now, that sounds like an excellent idea, but I've got to ask, has anything gone wrong in testing this service? Absolutely. These aren't surgeons operating, Cetal. It's two friends in their early 20s cutting their bodies open and reshaping things, and that's not strictly wise.
Okay, you said it wasn't wise. Isn't this an irresponsible service then?
No, because so many of the test procedures have gone right, and wisdom often associated with elderly people who often also have dementia. So take wise with a grain of salt, but not too much salt in the elderly because of the risk of hypertension. Now, let's talk about Allie and Sally. Allie wanted implants but couldn't afford them. Sally did the work to give Allie what she wanted. Now, have a look at this photo.
Once again, I have a guest here who doesn't realize where I popped. Oh, gosh.
Wow. Seriously, look at it.
Wow, now I wish we weren't a podcast, but we actually had a visual aspect.
Precisely where I wanted this to be seen. I wanted this to be seen on a podcast because listeners can hear your reaction and understand from that how scary women with badly inserted, different sized implants look. This is like Rosemary's Baby. We're using the power of suggestion.
Also, there's a chance seeing this with actual eyes could deter people from wanting to use the service. You have to admit that.
Rosemary's Baby isn't born in every woman's chest, Cetal. These two were unlucky to have the Satan of implants that they themselves brought into their bodies.
They look awful.
Of course, we don't want to have these girls feel awful about their bodies by saying deleterious and derogatory things.
Okay. They look incredibly beautiful.
The full range of emotions and responses. Remember, women want to be loved, but it's okay to be hated. The worst thing is if they are ignored.
You know, I have heard this.
Sally here was a hairdresser, but here's some photos of her third procedure done through surgeon for a day. Now, you know, Sally did a testimonial for the website which said, I really want to be a surgeon. I think I can do it. I really want to be a surgeon. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. I mean, these are very original words to come from a hairdresser about the beauty of what my company and app provide. Here's a girl who is destined to provide women with perms and now can actually deliver permanent improvements to women from perm to permanent for a better world.
Mm. Now, this business has culminated into this app where you renamed it Shopperation. Surgeon for a day, sure. Sounds like an experience. Shopperation sounds like a scalable company. Why did you call it that?
We wanted the benefit to be twofold. We wanted to enable the everyday consumer to be able to perform certain procedures, but there's still going to be more complex procedures that a plastic surgeon like myself, you would want me doing it. So we found that a lot of the consultation time was sucked up with long-winded conversations with clients before we even got to the procedure, and now they can auto-order their enhancements through the app for really complex procedures where me or my colleague's presence is essential.
Isn't that... Now, that sounds less risky than two unskilled users performing plastic surgery, but isn't this itself a risky process? Couldn't go with A cup breasts, request double Fs, and really cause herself back problems and other health issues through a poor choice because you haven't gone through the standard rigor. And, you know, the surgeon that turns up there on the day may just be in a pleasing mood. And, you know, he's brought the double Fs. He doesn't want to go home and get some other ones. And, you know, he doesn't want to waste the afternoon. And certainly the lady doesn't want to have her money go to waste.
We have procedures and prompts to challenge silly decisions. So the scenario you just spelled out, I mean, it just doesn't happen. So relax. Just the other day we had an app order come through saying this woman wanted three butt cheek implants. And there are no, generally speaking, women only have two buttocks and they're for two butt cheeks. So, I mean, I can look at those entry errors and make judgment calls. And so can my colleagues.
What is the big, hairy, audacious goal of Shopperation?
We want to lift the self-esteem of women by 50% above the current averages.
That sounds great.
By altering 50% of their features through cosmetic work done by women for other women.
Sorry, haven't you just exponentially worsened the anxiety women have about their appearance?
No, not at all. All I've done is given them the tools to worsen their own anxiety, if that's what they want, but also the tools to give them freedom and a chance to enhance their living standards and completely obliterate on anxiety. So you tell me if enhancing the living standards of women makes me controversial, well then call me a feminist.
I'm pretty sure you aren't a feminist.
I tell every user of ShopRation that the work they do on themselves and their friends makes them incredibly beautiful. This is the opposite of misogynistic behavior.
It's not a binary choice. You know, you're not either a feminist or a misogynist. You can be neither, as indeed you probably are, although more information needed on the misogyny before I make a final decision on that.
Are you saying that a woman who works on her appearance and believes she makes herself beautiful is mistaken? By definition, a woman who works on herself produces beauty because it is guided by her will and independence.
No, a woman can absolutely work on herself and look objectively and subjectively disfigured because she isn't qualified to wield this technology.
You are the one who is misogynistic and reprehensible, it seems to me, subjecting people to your version of beautiful, Zetel.
There's been an increase in fatalities by people being frightened to death amongst users of your company technology and their family members. Frightened to death. You know, symmetry is still an important factor for attractiveness throughout the animal kingdom. And, you know, that's going down the gondola so that family members are being frightened to death.
I mean, it makes sense. Years of not being able to make yourself beautiful, then all of a sudden, it just happens. And then your family, your mother, your father, your stepfather, your stepmother, step-siblings, brothers and sisters, they've been presented with a sudden improvement. That is cause for death by fright. Not everybody can handle that.
Okay. Well, look, you may have a point. I have to say, as impressed as I am by the growth of your company and some of the principles driving it, your liposuction vacuum cleaner is one of the scariest devices I've ever seen.
I think it is one of the inventions I'm most proud of. You know who inspired me to make those?
An evil version of Q from James Bond movies?
No. Sir Jeremy Dyson of, you know, the vacuum cleaners and the hair dryers.
Jeremy Dyson, right.
What he was able to do to rethink how a vacuum cleaner, such a staple of domestic life, how he rethought how that functions, that was really wise.
How does a device, which you can plug into your fat-positioning areas of the body, which then sucks that fat out of you, how is that as wisely made as the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
The two-way vacuum created, which I've patented as the biological lacuna meaning absence or space, is clever because it removes adipose cells and then preserves them so that they don't go off. They don't rot and become adiposeer, which are dead.
I know what adiposeer is, and my audience has all watched Tom Stoppard's play The Real Thing, where there's a couple of jokes about adiposeer, so they know what it is too.
Okay, well, its ability to preserve and protect fat that has come out of the body is a first. It's world class. You can store that fat in your fridge if you want to. And I had physicists and doctors both be blown away by how innovative the technology is and also how practically I've applied it.
Blow you away? Sounds like they were sucked in.
Well, see, well, the tone is changing here. I like a challenge, so after this interview, I'll see if I can apply the same technology to suck out the sarcasm and skepticism you have, because just like a shapelier figure results from physical removal of fat, which is excess energy, I believe we can get a similar device to suck up excess intelligence.
You think sarcasm is manifested excess intelligence?
I'm not a nutritionist, nor am I a psychiatrist. I can say that a person with a healthy intake and outtake of food and regular activity avoids obesity, and if we apply the same to mental health, then we see someone who consumes excessive mind nutrients. And well, the brain has to store that, and its storage leads to constant sarcasm.
So to be sarcastic is to be mentally obese, is that what you were saying?
Well, no, you said that, Cedar.
I'm summarizing what you're saying.
You're expressing your opinion on sarcasm and obesity, and I respect that. See, I find it a privilege to facilitate your autonomy in forming your own conclusions.
I do not believe that sarcasm has anything to do with mental obesity.
Well, you're just changing your mind now. I'm prototyping, I guess, and I respect that. I think you finding your own beauty and truth through conversations like this is important.
That isn't what's happening. This rhetoric of avoiding direct responsibility for unpleasant effects that result from your company and the Shopperation app, how are you getting away with it? You openly encourage people to provide feedback on the technology in the app, yet when negative feedback or complaints are leveled against you, you invalidate them by claiming the person complaining is not of sound mind.
Well, that's what you're saying isn't really true. You make it sound as if we respond to customers who publicly complain about us by saying they are crazy or mentally incompetent.
Well, no, using your logic, you're making it sound as if that's the case.
Oh, I see what you did there. You mirrored what I did. That's very clever. And, you know, I think as a plastic surgeon, I know a bit more about mirrors than you. So, look, every procedure on the body, if it changes the body, if it's invasive, it is a trauma. And anyone facing a trauma can experience post-traumatic stress. And one of the key aspects of post-traumatic stress is lashing out at others, deflecting responsibility, and acting out anger.
So you invalidate complaints by accusing every single complainant of post-traumatic stress.
We recognize it may be one of the drivers that push people to action, making the complaint, and we even offer a solution there.
Yes, I saw this and I'm fascinated by this. You have a paid service for those who are unhappy with the work they do on themselves with Shopperation technology, which is extraordinary because rather than accept accountability for irresponsible technology being in the hands of uninformed consumers, you make money, you profiteer by owning a company which mentally counsels people you paint as trauma victims where the primary trauma is your technology.
So we don't own the company that does incredible work with people suffering mental stress, anxiety, or depression and body dysmorphia. Belinda and the team at MindLove, that's MindLove.com, do incredible work and we partner with them, of course. But it is Belinda's psychologists and emotional body image consultants that work for themselves.
You've set up a platform which links to your app. So while it may be true you don't own the company MindLove, you own the platform for MindLove, or the platform it uses.
Well, no, that's also incorrect. See, our users here at Shopperation, they own MindLove. Every time someone pays a subscription to Shopperation to be a surgeon for the day, they purchase a share of MindLove.
So customers potentially harming their bodies through the use of this technology own a small percentage of a company there to potentially deliver counseling to said customers?
There's always risk in plastic surgery, and body dysmorphia is not something we are responsible for. We can't create it any more than we can solve it and remove it. All plastic surgeons have ever done is help people achieve their body goals. So if a customer performs a self-improvement, they lose the affection of their friends and family, isn't it great that they will have a new friend, potentially a new family, maybe Belinda herself as a CEO, maybe Heba in Iran, who knows a thing or two from wearing a burqa about not being able to show your amazing body off to people. Maybe it's Timpani in Estonia, where we have incredible global reach. We even have Ljubljana, and she's from Lithuania, which for a long time had the highest rate of suicide in the world. And I can tell you that while a lot of it may have been mental, there are many mirrors in Lithuania.
And users get the service for free?
I mean, I doubt that. Belinda, Heba, Timpani, Ljubljana all deserve to make money. They set their pricing themselves. We don't interfere with that. I think it's unfair of you to imply they should do it for free.
I wasn't implying that. I was asking a question.
I mean, these fine mental health experts may live in their clients' heads, but they have actual rent to pay. You wouldn't have them be actually homeless, would you?
I'm glad we're touching on homeless people here. The liposuction technology has played a really disturbing social role of late. The report out of California that body fat is becoming part of divorce settlements and separation settlements must unnerve you, you know, somewhat. I mean, the movie director Harrison Dobbs, who was cheating on his wife, had a prenuptial agreement that if the marriage was ended by his wife Tonya, she was required to be transferred 20 kilograms of his body fat directly to her person.
I don't know how that was allowed, but that actually happened. Adipose siphoning. Yes, a world first developed by myself. I remember seeing kids siphoning petrol from a car, one car to another, and, you know, you've got these fuel guzzlers, and all these kids wanted to do was have a ride. And I'm thinking, what if, like them, I could be a Robin Hood siphoning, but I could be the Robin Hood of fat.
It meant that Tonya only got money from the settlement of her relationship if she agreed to put herself into health risk by accepting so much fat. That's 44 pounds, 20 kilos. Yes, but she had the money once she saw through the terms of her divorce settlement to have it all removed. Except he put her on a 5-year embargo on removing the fat, otherwise she would lose the money that she had. And she was so unfit in that time that nobody wanted to go out with her. She got depressed, she got fatter and died of a heart attack. This is a former catwalk model.
You know, that it's a tragedy, and not just, as you say, because she was a catwalk model. She was a human. She had access to mind love, you know, and didn't take it up. And I think this is evidence of what can go wrong when you don't take advantage of all aspects of my amazing company.
What do you think about this sick trend of non-consensual fat transfers?
Well, I'm against them, obviously, because consent is still important. Although they have saved lives, these non-consensual transfers, there was that support home for young women who were starving themselves to death. And they were being coached and encouraged to get to a safe body weight, but often not succeeding. And overnight, some of them had 20 to 30 pounds of adipose tissue on their body, and that kept them from wasting away to nothing.
Taylor Hill, the former Victoria's Secret model and now human rights campaigner, described the girls as skeletons that somehow had a beer gut.
Women can be the cruelest to other women, I agree. I don't feel good hearing what Miss Hill had to say. And these girls had eating disorders. They were given fat without consent and then subjected to physical appearance insults through the likes of Taylor Hill yet again.
How can you find it acceptable, the direction usage of this technology is taking?
I mean, fat trust fund rich kids are now not bothering about fitness. They eat and drink what they want. They get fat. They don't have to live with the consequences of that because they then transfer the fat to some unsuspecting homeless man. Now, I'm aware that there is money swapping hands in many cases.
You know, they're not just sticking vacuum cleaners into the homeless. There's deals being made. But this is a disgusting exploitation of lower classes by the wealthy, don't you think?
And yet it has also saved lives here. Were the homeless dying of hypothermia all across Canada and Europe and parts of the USA, Finland in particular? These poor people were often emaciated, these homeless individuals. And fat, as we know, keeps the body warm in mammals. Just ask any walrus. That adipose kept people alive that otherwise might have died from the cold.
However, studies have shown that post these procedures, however, if a homeless fat man asks you for change, you are less likely, as an individual in society, to give him money because you'll judge him for being fat.
Well, here's what I'll say. If he's alive in winter and not dying of hypothermia, don't scrounge for change. We have wonderful payment plans, and we see the homeless as a very cool intersection of helping others and company revenue growth. Often the homeless are aesthetically not to the standards of employers or those looking for relationships. And after we've done some work with them, well, job opportunities do arise and they often look better, these people, to their potential partners.
So you're trying to justify the misuse of your technology with a future strategy of conscious capitalism.
I don't support conscious capitalism. It's militant in that I think people that are in a coma or who black out regularly, they should still be able to buy and sell things.
That's not what I meant. You're a very frustrating man, Mr. Finstone. I find you legitimately terrifying.
How could I be illegitimately terrifying? If I didn't have a certificate saying that I was terrifying, does that make me illegitimately terrifying? Because I actually don't have that certificate.
Sweden has banned your technology, so have the other Scandinavian countries. More countries are following suit.
Well, these are countries where the people are very attractive anyway and quite arrogant, so they may not see the need to enhance or improve themselves. Greece is about to ban us, and honestly, I was concerned at first, but our legal team isn't that keen to fight the government ruling there.
Why is that? Are you concerned people there will be poor payment risks as customers because of their big EU default
in the past decade. I think the Greeks don't have aspirations for much. A lot of their best work happened, you know, many, many years ago. So self-improvement doesn't excite them.
In Germany and also Iowa, the courts are attempting to enforce liability for disability and damage that people have endured as a result of using the Shopperation technology. Are you concerned that wins here will send your $1.5 billion valuation plummeting?
Their whole case is that the videos that feature me talking about the technology and its features are insufficient support and education around certain procedures and show a lack of duty of care to my patients. And I have said time and again, those videos were shot by my ex-girlfriend Layla and were not designed to be put online initially. You can only see the top half of my body in those videos because I was wearing no pants. That's how Layla and I were. It was all role play in those videos.
If that's true, why haven't they been taken down?
You'll need to ask Layla that. We aren't together anymore, and that website is in Colombia. And honestly, litigators, when they try to enforce U.S. law in the nation of Colombia and South America, they get kidnapped a lot, and not in the sexy role play kind of way that Layla showed me.
I think a gigantic tragedy will occur because of Shopperation. I think people will get hurt. And these accountability-dodging soliloquies of yours won't be accepted, and you'll have to face the music.
Are you threatening me and my company, Cecil? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not. If I was threatening, the sentence might go along the lines of, if you don't get off my show, I'll punch you in the face, which of course I don't mean and haven't actually said. I only offered it as a differential diagnosis of a threat from me versus me sharing my journalistic opinion on my podcast.
Well, if you're thinking of punching me in the face, I think there could be other people in your life who similarly stand risk of being subject to similar physical violence leading to disfigurement. And to them, I say Shopperation has a solution to fix that disfigured face that you and your loved ones can fix very quickly at home. And Cecil, when you effect these assaults, you're going to want our payment plan option because I can see that you value accountability as a core value. You've said it a lot today. And you probably are not wealthy or flush with cash.
That's it. You can promote your Charlotte company at any... What do you mean I'm not... What do you mean I'm probably not wealthy?
Well, I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but I can deduce that if you were wealthy, you'd have done something about your nose by now, or at least a tummy tuck.
Melvin Finster, get off my show.
I mean, if you want to have it done by me for free, you don't have to play hardball like this. We can talk about this offline.
I don't mean to be rude, but this was a mistake. This was a mistake.
Why are you so upset? We seem to be going so positively.
You know, it's I think it has got to me, this whole look, my nose, it's going to sit. It's going to set some stuff off. You should have known that. You just should have known that.
You know, I'm just trying to be constructive and helpful.
And this thing where, you know, because I live in a nice suburb now, and they are removing, housewives are removing adipose tissue from their bodies, and then if I play my music too loud, they're just chucking it on my lawn like little doggy turds, but it's fat from their body. I mean, that's not cool.
I mean, depending on... It can be seen as very neighborly. Are they attractive?
Well, you know, now that they've removed the body fat...
Well, think of it as, you know, maybe a bit of a challenge. You're dropping of the gauntlet. The ladies dropped your handkerchief. But we're in a time where dropping a little bit of body fat could be her way of saying, hey, come ask me out.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit more. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopperation. Ever taken your top off in the mirror, looked at your sad little B cups and wished they were double F cups? Ever wondered why they call them double F cups and not Z cups or at least W cups? Ever seen a change you knew you had to make in your appearance or enhancement to your physique and thought, what happens if I can't get an incredibly attractive and smart plastic surgeon with a weird, gravelly, nasally voice to do this transformation of me today? Well, now you don't have to give up your favorite plastic to Lego Spastic. Shopperation allows you to be a surgeon for a day.
Our Simple Videos, or rather Their Simple Videos, featuring Shane Warne and Elizabeth Hurley, who both ironically have never had any work done on their faces or bodies. Wink, wink, they just eat clean and healthy and exercise well, and they are not modified eyelids that just went wink, wink. Teach you the simplistics of physical features, logistics. You can then, with instant wisdom, give your best friend or husband or potentially they're the same person, a tummy tuck or facelift or clitoral orbit or anus freckling. Shopperation is the app for those who know beauty might be skin deep, but changing your whole appearance is credit card thin. Shopperation, don't call the cops. That surgery was top of the pops. Back to the show.